Shalom to all. Today we're in the Sechas Menachas Perek Tes Mishnah Mishnevav. And today's Mishnah Sabrin Lur Bischos Aser Bas Rachel Shishi Bezecher Find Rezivu Kagon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Kol Amidus Shai B'Mikdash Hayinig Dashais. All the measurements in the base of Mikdash, when they had flour poured into them, it was a heaping measurement. It would go over the top of the kli a little bit. Chutz Mishal Kohen Gadol, except for the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol Shai Gad Shal Seicha, its extra measurement was inside of it. Now this is according to Shitas Rav Meir, whom we learned at the beginning of the Perek, holds that there was two different measurements of an Isarain. There was one measurement that held precisely an Isarain, and there was another Isarain measurement that held a little bit more than an Isarain inside of it. This must be according to him that there was two different types of measurements of an Isarain, and the slightly larger one was used for the Mincha L'Kohen Gadol, so it didn't actually have to physically be heaped up with flour, whereas all the other measurements were using the precise one, and that's why it had to be heaped up. Now we discuss these heaping measurements. Midais Halach, whenever we're discussing a moist measurement, something that held a liquid, such as oil, Beirutzein Kodesh, the heaping amount is Kodesh. It's considered Makudish and a Kli Shares. And the way this works with liquid is by way of surface tension. You know, if you fill up a cup with water and you keep on pouring in drop by drop, you'll actually see that the water goes a little bit over the top without spilling over. That's called surface tension. And that extra amount, even though it's not inside the Kli, is Kadosh. However, Midas HaYavish, dry materials such as flour, Beirutzein Chayol, the heaping measurement, that which is heaped up over the top of the Kli, that's Chayol, it's not Kadosh. That's because Tanakama holds that there's a difference in the way that they were Mekadesh these two different types of measurements. The Midas Halach had Shemen HaMishcha poured both on the inside and on the outside. Therefore, when the liquid touches the top of the Kli, which is considered the outside, it becomes Kadosh. However, the Kalim used for dry measurements only had Shemen HaMishcha inside them, not outside them, so the heaping part of the measurement, which is on top and is only touching the top of the Kli, never touched the inside, so it doesn't become Kadosh. Now, Rabbi Kiva argues and says, Midas Halach Kadosh, the liquid measurements themselves, they were Kadosh. Lefikach Beirutzein Kadosh, that's why the heap, the overflow, is Kadosh as well. Whereas the Midas HaYavesh, the actual measurement itself of Yavesh, Chayol, it wasn't Makadosh at all. It never had Shemen HaMishcha on it. Lefikach Beirutzein Chayol, that's why the heaping measurement above it is Chayol, and it's not Kadosh at all. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Amri, he argues and says, Lo Mishum Zeh, it's not because of that. Ella, rather, it's for a different reason. It's because Shalach Nekar, VaYavesh Ein Nekar. What does this mean? If we switch out the Kuf for a Kuf, we would still read it the same way, Nekar, but now it's like the word La'akar, to uproot. Then when you start pouring the liquid inside of it, so whatever's at the bottom of the Kli gets pushed to the top of the Kli as more liquid gets filled up into it, and so that means that all the liquid here actually touched the inside of the Kli, even the liquid which is a little bit above the surface. So that's why it's Kadesh. Whereas by dry, when you pour flour in, the flour settles to the bottom and that's it. It doesn't get pushed to the top. Therefore, the heaping part of the dry measurement never touched the inside of the Kli, so it's not Kadesh. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Kol Karbanos HaSibur VaYachid Tu'unin Nesachin, all Karbanos Sibur and Yachid, they all need Nesachin brought along with them. Chutz except for the following. Min HaBachar, a firstborn male animal, VaHamaiser, that's all new animals born to a person that year, have to be counted. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one is Maiser Behema, VaPesach, the Karban Pesach, VaChatas VaAsham, and a Karban Chatas and Asham. All these do not need Nesachim. El Shechatas HaShal Mitzar, VaShal Mitun Nesachim, the Chatas of Mitzar, and his Asham do need Nesachim, but besides for that, all other Karbanas Chatas and Asham do not need Nesachim. And the reason for this is, not just Chatas and Asham, but other ones as well, is because we learn from Pasuk that only Karbanas that could be Nidar V'Nidav, a person could promise he's going to bring them, or he could just donate them, meaning they could be brought through a person's own volition, that's something that needs Nesachim. But something that he has to bring, such as a Chatas or Asham, or Bechor, Maaser, Pesach, that's a Chiyuv placed on him, that doesn't require Nesachim. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches, starting to discuss a different topic, Smicha, leaning on the animal before Shechita, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.